This is the Civil Service Commission meeting, Wednesday, March 4th, 2026, in the Mayor's Conference Room.
President Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
Jamie Eisman.
We have the agenda review for March the 4th. February 4th, 2026, meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have the budget. Let's see.
I will be presenting to City Council on Monday the HR Civil Service and safety budget. The mayor likes department heads to go up and just give a little bit of an overview on what those numbers look like.
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah.
All departments are doing that.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
Is that a bill?
No.
Okay.
No, we've been doing it since I've been director, yeah.
That's a,
so what do you cover, just planned expenses throughout the year?
Yes, there probably since there's several newer, I'll be a little bit more specific about what entails in the line items and what that covers. And yeah, if there's, they kind of look at like, why was there such a fluctuation? Or maybe if you didn't use that much, why are you still having it in there?
And,
yeah. Well, HR is a new full-time position where it really wasn't before, right? I mean, there is going to be
differences. Still did, but the numbers still look, they don't exactly match because it is, HR is supported by several others, not just the general fund. It's actually, I don't even know if any general fund comes out for HR because it's split amongst mm-hmm. the enterprise, mm-hmm. the water,
right?
Because it services every department, mm-hmm. so. There will be, I did have to ask for a modification, and Jeremy's going to present that. I did not put in my training budget. I was not aware that we were going to have this mandatory ethics training. So I had to ask for $5,000 to be put in that from the general fund. So that will go to council.
Okay.
All right. We don't have any other questions or concerns. The Civil Service Budget Review from January 1st, 2026 through February 28th, 2026. We need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the same with the HR Budget Review from January 1st, 2026 through February 28th, 2026.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. Changes in the promotion. I didn't have it.
Where did our new police officer come from?
Uniontown.
I think you went over that now that you say Uniontown.
Yeah.
Good. We have any other questions about the employee list? Business, none. New business. Public Service Director Todd Shreve requests an account clerk examination. Public notice for account clerk included for approval. Let's take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's 11, Thursday, April 9th.
It's a new position, replacement position.
It's not a new, it's to fill a vacancy due to someone that left, but right now we don't know exactly which department's going to be in because it was bid.
Okay.
So we're not able to determine where it's going to be because they have 45 days to go back. So the timing on this is going to work out really well for filling it by around the 45 days. Well, once it's certified, we'll be able to start interviewing and hire.
Who's giving the test?
That is going to be Ryan Ramsey.
Okay, Ryan Ramsey. She does a great job.
Good. Good. Okay, we need a motion to approve the public notice for account clerk.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We have a second request from HR Director Jamie Eisman, Recreation Service Clerk Resume Exam. And again, that notice is included for approval.
This is the new. Yeah, this is the new position.
This is the new one.
Well, it's not new. It's a renaming, reclassification, I would say.
About the same.
Making it match what the job really does.
Responsibilities that she, the other one had.
But the licensures match, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't have any other questions, we can have a motion to approve the public notice for Recreation Services Clerk.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Safety Director Jamie Eisman requesting a 6-month extension to the Fire Chief Certified Eligible List for a renewed expiration of September 5th, 2026.
I don't anticipate anything, but I think it's a good idea since we have a list with candidates on it that we should renew it.
Do you know about how many we have left on the list?
I think there's three. No, two. Two. Okay. Two other. It just, it was a process, and I think that, I mean, it's best to just be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can have a motion to approve the 6-month extension to the Fire Chief Certified Eligible List.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And we are now to the resumes received that were received last week. And we have two. Michael Lemley, and you have the...
I have the public notice
right.
And the job description.
Yes, right here. Thank you.
Available for
yes.
Reference there.
There's the description. Okay.
So what we're looking at is the qualifications of the applicant. They have to have high school diploma or GED. 5 years experience in water distribution and sanitary and sewer system construction. And then the licensure requirements are, other than a driver's license, they have to have a CDL and have a class water 2 in distribution and sewer collection. Mr. Lemley does have all the qualifications.
Yes.
Yes.
certainly seems so. What a nice format for his resume.
Graduated the same year I did. I must have. I don't know. Can we strike
you
that
did.
On the record?
Yeah. That's funny. That Michael Lemley, after reviewing his resume, would be qualified for the position of general foreman of the utilities department.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. And that brings us to Paul Gordon. We do have a little note here from HR Director Eisman recommending the rejection of this applicant, lacking qualifications.
Correct. Mr. Gordon does not have a Class 2 water distribution operator's license.
Stating that Paul Gordon does not meet the qualifications.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We now need a motion to approve the applicant checked as meeting the minimum qualifications for general foreman, utilities department.
I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And a motion to approve the applicant, Paul Gordon, checked as not meeting the minimum qualification for general foreman of utilities department.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I guess I didn't need to repeat all that. Okay, we have some promotions that were noted. That was on our list. Fred Weiss and Donna Tully. So Fred was just the Inspector Building, now he's...
Inspector Building Senior.
Senior, correct, yes. That's good. Corey Hunt came off his probationary period as Assistant Planning Director.
And then I'd like to note for new hires, I have marked none, but I apologize. It's actually Brian Marinchek, who is the new police officer.
Okay.
I will have that noted on the minutes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, we did see it on the list, but yes, noted here as well. Perfect. Okay. That brings us to updates from Jamie Eisman.
If you'll note at the end, for the next scheduled meeting, we are going to move the location of our meetings to, it's room 102, but we call it the small courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was brought to my attention that all the locks over here were changed, and this door has a new lock, and we don't have access. So if this door gets closed, I won't have the ability to get in here. So I think it's our best bet to move it upstairs.
Okay.
I thought about doing that prior in anyway, just do the changes that maybe if more people would come, we would have more availability, more room upstairs. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the safety director position was posted last week.
Seen it.
Okay. As I mentioned, the ethics training, we had that done in person. We had in person for managers and supervisors. It's mandatory, and that was done February 19th. All of the rest of the city employees will participate on Friday. It is virtual. If they cannot attend, I will have a recording of that session. It will be placed on the share drive, and I sent out acknowledgement sheets for each department to keep track of so I can know who did it. And if, especially, you know, police, fire, it's hard to do it at that time. So
right.
When they complete it, they can acknowledge that they did participate, and we'll get those returned back to us. We will move forward. We'll do an interview for General Foreman, and we'll come back to you with that certified list for the next meeting. I don't know if Michelle will have maybe a special meeting to certify that. I'm really not sure. Mike Jackson, the vacancy, becomes available the end of March.
Okay.
So it would be nice to have a little bit of overlap. However, Mike is using some time, so he won't physically be working till the 31st, so that might not happen anyway. So
okay.
If that's the case, we might just wait because the meeting is April 1st.
Right. Right. So, okay.
Okay. The the police promotional is coming along. I have almost everything planned out and reserved, and gone through the proper channels of doing BOC for the testing vendor. We are going to use Ryan Ramsey. She is the same vendor that did fire the last round, and it was very. Everyone was pleased with the process, so Chief agreed, Chief Morber, that we would continue and use her as well. We will be coming to you next month with a plant operator exam. We do have, possibly we may come to you. It's a bid position and someone did bid on it, so right now I guess it's on hold because he does have 45 days. To come back, so I would hate to have a test and then actually not have a position, because that's a hard one to fill. And we did that before where we had a list and we weren't able to fill it right away, so should just find out that got posted. I mean, that someone bid on it, yeah.
This morning?
Yeah.
Just this morning.
Okay, and then lastly, the only thing I have is the Parks Commission. There were two resignations. I did let Lori know that it was brought up on council, not this Monday, but the Monday before, kind of at length. Lisa and I spoke about what had happened, so I did give Lori an update. If you specifically want to know, I'm happy to speak with you if you don't want to watch the recording. Okay.
It's fascinating.
Okay. So, Mike, if you have any questions
I've
about that.
I've heard it from... our sixth ward councilman.
Okay.
So
just so you're up to date, the two, the chair and the vice chair did resign. So those positions are vacant. No other changes that I'm aware of other than that. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
Ethics training, is that something that we need to take?
So that came about because of the second investigation. It's supposed to be for employees only. However, I will send it to you and you can watch the recording if you so choose, because I did have Stacy ask that about the Planning Commission as well. While I can't require you to do it, I would encourage you to do it so you kind of know what our employees did for that. It's about an hour.
Okay.
So it's put on by an attorney from, I think she's in Cincinnati and from Columbus. So, yeah. So I'll send that to you after we get the recording on Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Figure out how to send it to you. It might be too large. I got to figure out how to get access to that.
Right.
Because I have to put that on the share drive because I can't email it. Well, I could always print you the paper copies of the slides. If necessary, I can do that. Look at that.
Look at him.
I'll figure something out.
See, I'm like,
I can put it on a USB for you.
I would like the paper.
You would like the paper.
Chris is like, no way.
I'll do that. I'll get you the...
How many sheets is that?
I know.
Yeah, mine.
Maybe only 30.
An hour long, that would be a lot of sheets. Yes.
Yeah. But...
You'll figure it out.
I'll figure something out. So, all right. Thank you.
Okay. Great. And any updates from Michelle?
I've got a couple listed here, but I'll start with the website. All of our meetings, the audio recordings have to go onto the website. I've noticed that the other commissions, they're all very uniform, and I don't have the tools to set it up the way they have that. So I've contacted Ashley, the mayor's coordinator, to see if she can assist me with that, but I'm waiting to hear back at this point.
Okay.
And then I'll provide the audio recordings and whatnot, so it can all be uniform mm-hmm. on the website.
Okay.
And then the ladder climb, just a reminder, the ladder climb is this Friday and Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. both days. And then the account clerk, and that's at Fire Station 2.
Yeah, who's available on Fridays and Saturdays?
I will be there both days.
Okay.
Saturday, I may leave a little bit early. Right. My daughter's got basketball, so.
Okay. I would prefer Friday.
I would prefer Saturday.
Perfect.
Because I have a broken car.
Right. I need that.
I have a broken car, so that Saturday will
Okay, I will do Friday. Perfect.
And if it's raining, you'll notify. If it's canceled, you'll notify us.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I did note in here the account clerk exam will be April 9th. At 6 p.m. at the Active Adult Center.
Okay.
And that's all I've got.
Perfect. Oh, and this is very nice.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Charter.
That is a charter change. That's what Michelle was talking about. We are required to place the recordings on the website.
Right. Okay, if we don't have anything else for discussion, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Pretty good.
The time is 6:23.